Hello, I'm Doug Keel. Welcome to another edition of Speaking of Schools, the podcast that's a weekly feature here at this website and coming from South Carolina's Department of Education. We'll start off today's podcast with our State Superintendent Molly Spearman. She makes a monthly report to educators across the state, and we've got the audio portion of that report for you today. She'll be addressing several issues. Then we're going to hear about the Storm the Citadel Trebuchet event that's coming up in a couple of weeks. That's a STEM activity that is involving over 700 students from around the state. And we'll be closing with comments on how you can vote for This School's Got Talent and This School's Got STEM, as we have Tripp DeBart with South Carolina Future Minds joining us on today's podcast as well. So that's the lineup. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to the next few minutes with you on Speaking of Schools.
Well, hello, everyone. It's hard to believe that the school year is almost halfway through. Thank you so much for being teachers and for working every day to meet the profile of the 21st century graduate in communities all across South Carolina. Before Christmas, I told you about the passage and reauthorization of the No Child Left Behind Act, which is now called Every Student Succeed Act. And in that, each state and local districts received more authority on assessments and in teacher evaluation in particular. With that, we went to the State Board of Education last week and asked them to give us a two-year delay, pause, on full implementation of our new teacher evaluation program. The State Board unanimously approved that, so we can relax a bit. We have two more years before we fully implement this program. On Wednesday, January 27th at 4 p.m., we're going to hold our second statewide virtual faculty meeting. We hope you'll join in a group or maybe just at home on your own computer, and we'll be discussing the new assessments and also the teacher evaluation program. So this is a chance for you to ask questions, get information, and give your thoughts on how we can improve both of these systems. Dr. Sheila Quinn is leading our new accountability work. Our desire is to have a federal accountability system and state system that's meshed together into one so that things can be much easier, more easily understood. We want the system to be fair, not just based on one high-stakes test. So please take the opportunity to give your thoughts on that as we hold forums across the state in the next few months. Dr. Julie Fowler is leading a committee that's looking at our uniform grading policy. As you know, for many years, South Carolina has been on a 7-point grading scale, while many states around us now use a 10-point scale. We've heard from many of you that you think we need to reconsider this, so we're looking at the grading policy and knowing that it affects many things, not just the grading at your school, but also scholarships, scholarship applications, our lottery scholarship here in South Carolina. So we've got a lot of things to take into consideration, but we hope to have a decision made by the end of this school year, and we'll keep you posted on that. The South Carolina General Assembly came back into session last week, and I had a chance just a few days ago to give our budget proposal to the House Ways and Means Committee. Governor Haley has now also sent her budget request, and we're working very closely together to make sure that education gets the funding that is needed. We'll keep you posted as the work moves through the General Assembly. Last summer, the South Carolina Office of Health and Nutrition served over 4 million meals in over 2,000 sites to children across this state. We were so proud of that increase and the great work that was done. If you're interested or know a group that might be interested in serving as a site this next summer, please ask for information on the address that you see on the screen now.
And since you don't have a screen to see it on, the website is the Department of Education website, ed.sc.gov/districts-schools/nutrition. Once again, ed.sc.gov/districts-schools/nutrition.
Thank you so much for what you do every day for public education in South Carolina. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Stay Students from all across South Carolina will be descending on the Citadel on February 13th as the 6th annual Storm the Citadel Trebuchet competition. Did I say that right, Jennifer Albert, who is the STEM director at the Citadel?
Yes.
Okay, the Storm the Citadel Trebuchet competition coming to the Citadel. Also, along with Dr. Jennifer Albert at the Citadel, we have Jeff Stevenson joining us. Jeff is the Senior Program Manager for Berkeley County Data Center, and he is also the driving force behind this Storm the Citadel event that is going to take place February 13th. Welcome to Speaking of Schools. Welcome to both of you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm in a great mood today.
All right, good. Well, since you are the founding father, so to speak, of the Storm the Citadel event, tell us how it came about in your thinking as to how it was needed and how it has been utilized over the years.
Well, we came about it because in the science and technology and engineering world, we're really at a need of having to grow more and more and more scientists and engineers in the U.S. And we take a look at how do we do that, you know, and what keeps kids from wanting to go into those fields. And it's usually a perception that going to be a scientist or an engineer is just sitting around and doing those horrible math problems that everybody hated in school. And we wanted to change that perception to say, look, this can be fun. This can be exciting. And we have to target the kids where they're young enough where you can build those perceptions and lead them to be excited about it as they get older to keep taking science and math. So we said, hey, what's an interesting, fun way to do this? And we were watching the televised Pumpkin Chunk in one year, and we said, we should do something like that in Charleston, and we should gear it towards the kids and give the kids engineering problems that they can look at, try to figure out, you know, learn a little bit about engineering, learn a little bit about physics, a little bit about the engineering and scientific methods, and have fun while they're doing it and figure out that science and engineering can be fun. So we did that, I guess it was about 5 years ago now, was the first one, and every year it just keeps growing, and gets bigger and bigger and more fun.
Well, it sounds like it is great. In 2011, you had about a dozen teams, and now coming up on February 13th, more than 100 teams expected there on the Citadel campus, and they'll be in the Trebuchet competition. One would guess that maybe as you go for distance with this toss of the of whatever they're tossing, that the accuracy might suffer. That one of the things you want to do is get the greatest distance and the great accuracy. Is that a fair assumption?
So the children launch 10-pound medicine balls, and we have a competition both for accuracy and distance.
Accuracy and distance. Any other vital things that you'll be looking at as these medicine balls are released?
Rhonda said we don't do 10-pound medicine balls. Only the barbarians do 10-pound medicine balls.
Well, call them whatever you would like. Is there anything else that you look at?
The three awards that each level of the competition. So we have elementary school who do a hoplite competition that are in McAllister Fieldhouse. We have a Centurion division, which is middle school, high school, and then we also have college students and professionals participating. So each level has a spirit award, they have an accuracy award, and then they have a distance award.
Interesting. And I guess that, as you have said, Jeff, that the event has grown considerably. How are schools notified and invited as far as participation is concerned?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was going to let Jennifer answer that one.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
So we send out an email to all past participants and all schools that the Citadel works with. So right now the invitation has gone out to about 500 teachers across the Lowcountry. So we have teams coming from all around Charleston and as far as Clemson University.
Well, and I see also that York County is coming, Darlington County, those certainly away from the Lowcountry. So you're expecting a number of teams there, like we said, about 100 teams, 700 competitors that are coming to that. This is all a part of, I'm presuming, National Engineers Week that the Citadel celebrates each year. I know I've seen something about bridges being built with tongue depressors and things like that. Is this kind of a carryover from that same type of event?
It is. So it's our Engineering Week celebration. We have, in addition to the trebuchets, we also have bridge building. We have two Lego robotics competitions, and this year we have added a water bottle rocket competition. So it's all to celebrate and to kick off Engineering Week just a little bit.
Dr. Jennifer Albert is director of the STEM Center, which is in the Zucker Family School of Education at the Citadel. And this conversation now is centering around, of course, the 6th annual Storm the Citadel Trebuchet competition. Jeff, is there anything else that is left that you'd like to talk about as far as this is concerned? I know it's probably too late for people to get involved this year, but they might want to start thinking about this event for future years because it really does seem like it's a lot of fun and very exciting.
This is very exciting, and it is a little bit late to get registered for this year, but I would encourage anybody that it sounds interesting to go ahead and come on down to the Citadel, enjoy it. It's a lot of fun from watching the elementary school kids fire the small trebuchets to the Centurion class, which is a medium-sized trebuchet, about a six-foot-long throwing arm on it, all the way up to the couple companies that'll have Barbarians, where we have very large trebuchets throwing large projectiles across the parade deck at the Citadel. Come on out. It's a fun day. If you have kids, bring the kids, get them excited into it, and participate next year. And it's just a great fun day, something for the family to do.
Sounds as though it certainly is. And there'll be a lot of parents and a lot of interested folks who will be coming by to see this 6th annual Storm the Citadel Trebuchet competition that's coming up February 13th. Dr. Albert, is there a website or something that the Citadel has that may give folks a little more information about times, about locations there on the campus? How might folks find out more information about it?
Sure. If you go to the Citadel website, citadel.edu, and do /STEM Center, all one word, you can find out more information. But we'll start at 9 a.m. with the opening ceremonies. President Rosa will be attending. And then we'll go through about noon with the hoplite in McAllister Fieldhouse. And then we'll end about 3 o'clock with the middle school, high school, college, and professional organizations.
Okay. Citadel.edu/STEM Center. Is that one word? Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we thank Dr. Jennifer Albert for joining us. Jennifer, is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation that we've had thus far?
I just want to say that we're especially excited for this year's competition because we have a new generation of trebuchets. We have several middle school students who've moved up to high school students who are now in college, which is how Clemson University has gotten involved. And we have an increase in the number of after-school programs that are participating. So we're getting a lot more STEM in the after-school. And we have about 46% of our registration that's brand new this year. So we're definitely expanding the competition.
So it's about half and half with new registrations and what the others might call some local knowledge, I guess. All right. The 6th annual Storm the Citadel Trebuchet competition. We thank Jeff Stevenson, who is Senior Program Manager for Berkeley County Data Center, and Dr. Jennifer Albert, who is the Director of the STEM Program at the Citadel in Charleston. Thanks, folks, for being with us on Speaking of Schools. We appreciate it and look forward to talking to you in the future. Folks at South Carolina Future Minds are at it again. At it, meaning that they are recognizing talented students in South Carolina with another edition of This School's Got Talent. I'm guessing that's number 7, and we'll let Tripp DeBard fill us in on that in just a few minutes. And Tripp's also got some information about another recognition contest that'll come up later on, and that's This School's Got STEM. Tripp DeBard, Executive Director with South Carolina Future Minds, welcome back to Speaking of Schools.
Thanks, Doug. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, let's talk about This School's Got Talent. Since that's happening right now, the talent submissions have been submitted. What's going to happen from this point on?
Well, Doug, as you may recall, this is the largest free talent contest open to all South Carolina public school students. So we get participation from all over the state, a lot of interest, been sponsored by Comporium for the past several years, and we just get a lot of interest. So what happens now is they all come into the, or just go through the process. Kids from all over the state are submitting videos to the School's Got Talent through our website and through our Facebook page at South Carolina Future Minds. The next in the process is we have a group of teachers, South Carolina Alliance for Arts Education, is helping us this year, and they're helping narrow down to maybe a couple dozen sort of semifinalists. With that, we talked to Hootie and the Blowfish members. They helped us narrow it down to about 10 or 12, and then we'll put those on the on our Facebook page. And voting for This School's Got Talent winner will begin on February 2nd and go to February 15th. And then we'll announce the winner on February 16th. So it's what the process is, or what the goal is really we try and highlight the best of South Carolina's public schools. Every submission, as long as it's appropriate and nothing ugly, we will go up on our website and our Facebook page, and people can enjoy them. So you can see your friends from all over the state doing, you know, nice, cool stuff, singing, dancing, performing, that sort of stuff. And it shows off all the cool stuff that's happening in schools. Then we narrow it down, and the winner not only gets $500, they also win the opportunity to perform at the Teacher of the Year celebration, April 20th in Columbia, in front of, you know, leaders in government, business, and education from across South Carolina.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and as you described, it hasn't changed a whole lot in terms of its outlook and what it's accomplishing. And was I correct with this being about year number 7?
I believe it's the 6.
6 year. Okay. Okay,
right.
So you're in the process now of having everything up on the Facebook page at South Carolina Future Minds, voting taking place between now and between now and when?
February 15th. It ends February 15th.
All right, voting between now and February 15th for This School's Got Talent. The winners having, of course, cash awards that are given to them, and the first place winner having the opportunity to appear at the State Teacher of the Year banquet, which is going to be on the 27th of April. They'll get to perform
20th.
April 20th. Okay, April 20th, and they'll get to perform there before the State Superintendent of Education, all of the District Teachers of the Year, last year's State Teacher of the Year, and many, many more folks that they'll be delighted to have an opportunity to meet, and certainly will have an opportunity to meet them. Okay, Tripp, let's talk a little now about This School's Got STEM. Just what is that? I know the contest is not quite as has not been quite as long running as This School's Got Talent, but nonetheless, you're off and running with another edition of that.
That's right. And again, we thank Emporium for their support of this. They've helped us really get it up and going, along with the STEM centers at the Clemson University. So the basic idea is the same. We're encouraging students across South Carolina, this is free, there's no charge, to upload a great science-related video, science, technology, engineering, and math, of course, the STEM subjects. As long as as they're having fun, it relates to one of those fields, that's what we're looking for. So, and they're safe, I should say. They all need to be safe. We will get all the videos online as long as they're appropriate. You know, they're up there. People can see them all. Submissions begin there on February 22nd. That'll go to March 4th. Then we work with leaders in the industry on this, around the state, Comporium, Floor, Michelin, Only Help Us. I'm sure we'll have others. And we help they narrow them down to a manageable number. We'll put those up to vote online, and then whoever wins that also wins $500. Some representatives may go to the Teacher of the Year celebration, but we'll also send the winning team to a STEM festival in South Carolina.
Well, that sounds exciting as well. So This School's Got Talent. This School's Got TAM. Let's go back. This School's Got Talent. Voting is online now at South Carolina Future Minds Facebook page, and it will be online there for your vote from now until February 15th. Then, This School's Got STEM is accepting entries on February 26th through March 4th. And when will you end that up? When will the folks get a chance to vote on the winners there?
Voting will take place from March 7th to March 20th. Okay. School's got, and we'll announce the winner on March 21st.
That's great. And we'll be interested in announcing the winners along with the folks at South Carolina Future Minds here on Speaking of Schools. Always good to learn about these contests that are sponsored by South Carolina Future Minds, the 6th annual This School's Got Talent competition ongoing now. Remember to go to the Facebook page for South Carolina Future Minds and vote for who you think is the top talent in South Carolina, and let them be recognized with cash awards and an appearance at the Teacher of the Year banquet coming up on April 20th. Now, Tripp, even though the time for submitting entries to This School's Got Talent is over, there are ways that students as well as teams can submit entries. Fill us in on This School's Got STEM. Fill us in on that.
Right. Well, for the This School's Got Talent, for the first year, you can vote now either through Facebook, our South Carolina Future Minds Facebook page, or at our scfutureminds.org website. So that's the new thing for the talent. And for the This School's Got STEM, you can submit and vote through either the Facebook page or the website. So this makes it easy for students and teachers at schools that may not, you know, have access to Facebook pages at the school. They can go to our website instead and both submit their entries for STEM and vote for either This School's Got Talent or This School's Got STEM.
Tripp, I'd be remiss, too, to skip talking a little bit about the month of May, because that's always a big month with you folks there at South Carolina Future Minds.
That's right. That's Teacher Appreciation Month. We expect the governor to proclaim it again this year. It's always a great time. We think everyone is, you know, looking forward to the end of the school year, but they're also looking back and thankful for the teachers that have brought maybe their children, maybe themselves, through the successful school year. So we encourage folks during May to go to our website at scfutureminds.org. They can leave a tribute for a teacher. Some memory they have, some thankful note that, you know, they've always wanted to do. We accumulate those. Teachers can see them easily online. It's a great way to sort of reach back and thank a teacher. And then at the end of the month, Bojangles works with us. We randomly choose one teacher who's been honored, and Bojangles awards them with a 5-day, 4-night Caribbean cruise.
That sounds great, too. It really does. So we'll be hearing more from Tripp about the May being the month that teachers in South Carolina are honored. We'll hear a little bit more as that grows closer. Right now, This School's Got Talent ongoing. This School's Got STEM coming up beginning on February 22nd. Tripp DeBard, Executive Director with South Carolina Future Minds, we appreciate you being with us on Speaking of Schools and telling us about these two great contests that recognize talent of all kinds in South Carolina's public schools. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
That wraps up today's Speaking of Schools podcast. We thank Tripp DeBard. Tripp, always a pleasure to talk with him. He's the executive director with South Carolina Future Minds, and they do so much for public education in South Carolina. We enjoyed hearing from Dr. Jennifer Albert as well as Jeff Stevenson as they talk to us about an upcoming activity at the Citadel, the 6th annual Storm the Citadel Trebuchet Competition, which will be on February 13th. And of course, we led off with our State Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman, addressing some of the issues that are being dealt with by South Carolina's Department of Education. I'm Doug Keel, and it's a pleasure to be here each week for South Carolina's Department of Education, bringing you highlights in education from around the Palmetto State. Remember, we're here at this website each week, and you always have an invitation to join us. And we'll be back next week with another Speaking of Schools.